I have a topic. It's called politics.
Oh, God.
I was going to make a joke at the beginning that this is our super special political episode.
Well, that can be the next one. Here we go. That's on beat. That's on beat. What? That's on beat.
I had the beat.
Ba-ba-ba-da-da. I'm the beat.
I've got the beat.
I got the beat. Welcome. Henry, can you announce our special event podcast? We're starting it right now.
Well, I was going to joke about this is our super special political episode, but I don't really know if I want to do that.
I mean, that tone says it all.
With what the current political climate is?
It's going to be a high energy, highly politicized, highly controversial episode.
God. Okay, maybe we don't have all the mental spoken capacity. In monotone. Or we could talk about...
This is going to be a very short episode.
You want to just do a two-minute episode? We just say it's going to happen and then we end it?
Just kidding. We're not going to talk about politics on here.
Oh, okay.
But everybody that voted for...
Oh, my God.
Anyway, now we're back to high energy. Who said that? Who's going to listen to this?
I don't know. Probably. Just kidding. Probably no. So, wait. Am I bringing up a topic then? Or you actually have a different topic?
Whoever you are.
Think about how we can be more empathetic and kind towards one another and be a better person.
I just want to understand why. That's all. Just
come to this podcast
and tell us why.
Conversation.
Just make us understand.
Do you have a comment section?
We don't.
I think there's a website that has it.
You can probably email us.
I don't think I have the comments on. Yeah, you can email us at whatever the email address is on the website form.
I learned this is controversial recently, but I only listened to the podcast through the website and people didn't seem to like that.
No, that's
fine. You can do that.
That's not common.
But that's weird. How do you do
Poppy,
that?
Come on.
Go to website. I have it bookmarked on my phone.
Uh-huh.
Click on website.
Oh, thank you.
Press play.
Does it just like keep playing while you do other stuff?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. I didn't know. That's good to know. I listen to it. I don't.
Podcast together for a second.
I do. I can't do that. Why?
Because I'm taking this.
Okay. Why?
We're relocating the doggo.
Okay. Good luck. She'll be back.
What were we talking about? So come on the podcast and we're going to have a really detailed conversation and we're going to be pretty ragey about it. But you're welcome to come.
We're going to rage at you, whoever you are. Get on this podcast.
You want to come. It's going to be so much fun.
We'll put a microphone in front of your face.
And we'll talk.
And we'll talk.
In an angry tone.
Just glare at you and go, why?
Why?
But why?
Why?
But why?
And oh my God. She's back.
Henry, go to Mock Mule Spot. Then you don't have to deal with her.
I got all my stuff here, though.
I know. I can't. We tried. We can't relocate her. She's convinced that's
just a wild animal. You can't control a wild
just
animal.
Just put a blanket little barricade up between you.
It's fine.
She
just nuzzles her way in. It doesn't matter what you do.
That's true. Wait, what was your other topic?
What?
For this mini.
Oh, I didn't have another topic.
Oh.
James, sit down in that chair and talk to us.
Walking away.
He just smiles and shakes his head some way. And
I have another topic.
Okay.
Am I carrying the podcast today?
Yes.
Is that the topic?
I spent all my energy setting up the microphones.
Okay, so my other topic... Oh, we've got a wall. We have a safety wall. There. But the feet won't hurt you. You'll be safe.
Commercial time.
So
do you
slobbery.
Need an apparatus that sits between you and a dog that you don't want anywhere near you on the couch?
Get
but
a
that
James
dog won't
in
go
your
away?
Life. Get a James. Hire a James.
Your pillow's not working because it really interferes with your crocheting orbit.
Get a James. He'll hold that pillow for you.
Get a cat.
They'll sit on your lap.
Forever convinced to not get a dog now. I love Poppy. I do.
She almost has it out.
Nope,
it'll
she's
be
moving
over
away
soon.
Now. She's moving away.
Oh, is Snowball.
Snowball okay. said, I said, get a cat. And then she stood up and she left.
Did I already talk to you all about tracking toilets?
Tracking toilets?
For the pregnancy thing?
No. Oh. That's political. Let's go.
No. So this is a bigger conversation. So I normally wear my Fitbit thing. I don't know if it's a Fitbit. The watch. Does everyone here have one that tracks your steps?
A smartwatch?
And it keeps, so now there was a new update to the app and now it requires that I share my location with it at all times for me to be able to use it and update it and track my stats. And it didn't used to have that. And so now I'm left wondering, our privacy seems to be a little bit more limited than I think it is. So do you not have a problem with wearing a watch that tracks your location at all times? Other folks who wear watches?
I haven't really thought about it that much.
I'm raising the question.
I have thought about it. I didn't wear a watch for many years after wearing a normal watch for many years. And then it died and I got a smartphone. And then that smartphone had a clock on it. So I was like, I don't need a watch. Why would I wear a watch? And then fair. I was like, I got a gift that like it was a like really fancy, not really fancy. It was like a pretty basic pedometer type of smart watch band.
Like a little
whatever.
One that clips on your waist and
no,
counts
it was
your,
a Garmin. Oh. It was oh, okay. a Garmin. Like okay, right. I don't remember what it was called, like smart band or something like that. So it tracks steps and it would like give me the time and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is pretty nice. And then I started running and I got like a better watch that tracked steps and running and all that stuff. And then that I thought that was cool. And then I wore that for a couple of years and it died. And then I got an Apple Watch.
With the biggest invasion
like, this
of
is
your
great.
Privacy.
This is awesome because I can say, hey, set a timer for this when I'm out grilling or whatever. And it's great.
Yes.
And then that died twice.
I didn't know you'd lost two
and then
of
I,
them.
Like, yeah, they both just stopped doing hey. Certain things like within like
that's
a year.
That's bad.
It was very dumb. But then I was like, okay, I'm going to take a step back here, take a breath and see if I can go without a watch for a while and see if I like that. And then I started freaking out because I was like, but what that watch said, like if I have heart issues or something like that, it'll oh tell God. Me that or it'll warn me. Or if I fall or something, it'll call somebody.
It would call emergency
but
services.
But the only times it ever worked was when I didn't fall. when I did actually fall one time, it didn't do anything.
And it didn't know.
It didn't. It was like, yeah,
it was
you
like, you're fine.
Oh, you get up. You're fine.
Get up.
And then the other times I was just like doing dishes or something. It's like, did you fall?
Are you
and I
okay?
Was like, I didn't fall. And then whatever. But anyway, I got that. I got the better one. So hopefully it lasts a little bit longer.
You should invest in a life alert.
That's next step. When I turn 80, that's my next one. That doesn't tell you what time it is, though, does it?
Maybe they have an updated have watch one. Version.
What is that old person phone? The jitterbug?
No,
jitterbug. It's not the jitterbug, is it?
Yeah. With the big buttons.
Yeah.
I love the jitterbug. Okay. I thought about getting it unironically for myself.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But then I didn't.
I don't have to wear glasses anymore.
That's true.
But I like,
none of
I
that
like
was
the watches.
About privacy.
I like the watches and I don't really care about the privacy because who cares? I mean.
But it's listening, just like our phones.
Yeah. Guess what? We're going to start getting ads for all the stuff we mentioned in that
that's
last
true.
Episode.
Walking pad. Oh, you mean walking 3 to 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Said last episode in terms of like it being a previous episode, not like
but that was
anything
too,
from like
oh,
a couple
okay.
minutes ago.
Okay. That makes, yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. Wait, we should get an update from Henry too on how living in the basement is going. We're at like 5 weeks
in.
We
got one
in.
Other privacy thing though.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
I forgot about this.
No privacy because I live in your basement.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You got cameras. Don't worry. I used to have an app called Moves that came out like when I got my first iPhone.
Like with two O's?
No,
like
just Moves.
Like
M-O-V-E-S.
Like
moves.
A cow move.
Like it's going to track your moves.
Ah, yes.
And that's what it did. Yes. It tracked your moves. Like it would.
Like dance moves?
It would track you wherever you went. You'd say like, what did I do today? And it's like,
that's
oh,
creepy.
Here's the trail of like the stuff on a map of where
oh,
you went.
I don't like
and
that.
It's like, this is super cool.
I don't like that.
And then like Facebook bought it and then I deleted it.
And then it was gone.
And then it was off my phone. I saw it like in like some app list or something. I was like, oh, I remember that one. That one was super creepy.
But you're actually reminding me part of why I think about this a lot is when I was teaching, a lot of my students had, I don't know what app it was. Maybe one of you two know, but you can see exactly where people are when they're traveling above a certain velocity with this app. If you opt into it, so they would be able to pinpoint exactly where their parents are, their siblings, a
Life
partner.
360.
It might have been that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. That's the, has the intent, like the exact purpose is to track people.
Well, that I understand that's usually people opting into it, but that feels like it could be very easily used in very bad ways.
I'm sure only the parents have that information.
Yeah, no one else.
Nobody else. No servers involved in that at all. Like
information's
tracking
not
things
stored.
Or keeping it or like sharing it or selling it with anybody.
It's just, I don't know. It disturbs me a little bit how we have to know all the time where we are ourselves. Like if we can't quickly, and I feel this too, open my phone and pull up a map and go, okay, this is exactly where I am and how I get home. We have this sense of we need to know. And I miss when we had giant fold out maps that took up half the car.
You're barely old enough to remember that
but
time.
I do. I was alive. I don't know if Henry, well, you had MapQuest. Right.
My parents still, to this day, print out maps from MapQuest.
I was going to say that you were like forcibly held back from that
from
technological
the Google
advance,
Maps times.
Like prohibited from using
But there is a sense GPS. Of you can't like just go anywhere and run any errand. You have to pre-prepare because you don't have a map that tells you where you're going. Otherwise,
there's nothing stopping you from buying a map of the city that you live in.
I know, but you have to have self-control to put the phone away. And I can't limit myself like that unless I remove it.
When you get in your car, do you like put like wherever you're going in the thing every time?
No, but Bryce does that.
Even when he's coming here?
I think so, because he wants to see which route is the quickest. Oh. And a lot of people, a couple of my friends say that as well. Like, we'll both leave from a location, and they'll just sit in their car for a while, and I'll ask them, what were you doing? It's like, I had to put in where I was going next. Like, what?
It's weird.
Don't you know where you live?
I do it just for, like, arrival time, so, like, I know.
See,
I don't,
you do it, too.
No, I don't do it every time I get in the car. If I'm going somewhere that I go all the time, it's like, yeah, cool. If I go somewhere I haven't been in quite a while, then I'll put it in just to see, like, wait, where do I go?
But you also have it built into your car, which I do not have. You have the little display.
Yes, you have, like, a GPS thing built into your car. If you go to that tab, you have navigation that's built into it.
Yeah, that 2005 high-quality definition where you have a giant circle with a triangle in it.
It will get you to drive into a building, I bet, at some point.
I have actually opened it on my very old car a couple times, and it has just had like one or two of the streets nearby totally missing, and just cornfields where all those roads are.
We all live in cornfields now.
We're all just in the cornfield. I just find myself puzzling over if I want to keep wearing it, if I have to activate my location all the time, but it is nice to track your steps.
It's all a balance of what you get out of the information.
Is it a pedometer? Is that what it's called with just the steps? Yeah, I could just get that. And it will do the same thing.
I might actually have one downstairs. This watch for like $30 on Amazon.
30?
Some off-brand knockoff, whatever, but it counts my steps.
Somehow it's always when you're talking, Henry. You're exactly a minute 12 every time.
I also, at this moment, have 666 steps, so.
Oh, the devil is speaking through you.
Ooh, I wish I have 600.
That's cheap, though. I wonder how much Nathan's was.
It might have been 40.
Was yours also less than $50?
No, it wasn't. It was 50 times 10 minus something.
Minus something.
Because I was like, oh, I want an Apple Watch. But then I was like, will I really even like the features it has? Yes, so I got a fake Apple Watch.
Apple Watch?
Maybe it'll work better.
To test it out.
How long have you had it? Seems like a while. No?
I got it probably a couple months ago.
Oh.
As long as Nathan has had all of his Apple Watches.
Well, I used to wear just a regular watch that I bought for $15 off of Amazon.
That's what Nathan's
And it's just a regular watch, and it does regular watch things.
I thought it was a smart watch because it had the time on it.
We have an actual commercial.
We do?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Click.
What's the click for? Editor's note, pan these clicks.
Time to buy. Invest in your future. It's time to invest in something called Fidelity.
Are you done clicking? You can't talk and click at the same time?
I can't. Well, I've been told it's good to invest in your retirement. There are other options I don't know about. But buy. Invest.
Also, make a will.
And make a will.
This is just a note to self. Make a will.
You're talking to past and present and future, Nathan.
Yeah, because like if you invest in stuff, then there's stuff to like give to other people when you die.
Oh, those do go hand in hand. That's true. Thanks for joining us.
I'm not planning on dying anytime soon. So.
No.
Same.
When is the podcast going live?
That's the general idea, but I listen to the entire podcast.
We have no plan, and it's quite random.
Also, it's PewDiePie.